I'm a huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it, as I do all of yours, on Behind Big Brother.
Day 66. We got a lot of voicemails over the last week and a half.
And some interesting ones, too.
So we're going to jump into that first.
Hey, guys. Thought I'd just give you the call. A few things I'd like to get through relating to the eviction and Sunday's Daily Show. I was pleased to see Gretel dress respectably for once. I just hope they can keep it up. To start things off, Gretel's use of the word nom. If I hear this again, I am going to scream. The word is nomination.
Noms.
Stop trying to sound trendy by shortening words, please. Rob, oh God, I am sick to death of him. He irritates the shit out of me. He thinks he's top shit in the house. He needs to learn his place as an intruder. Like tonight, he's telling Katie what to do with the party food, saying everyone should eat sensibly, etc. And that's what Claire wanted. To me, if Claire wanted everyone to act in a certain manner, then she should be asking. It's not Rob's place to tell everyone how things are to go. When Katie walked off, he started looking to Claire to back him up. To me, she didn't really seem interested in his bitching and just kept decorating the place for a party. But yeah, took a Rob, he has to go. What's with everyone getting all uppity about Friday Night Live and Jamcat working together? To me, it seems logical to do whatever you can to win. Claire was rather bitchy to John about how Katie scored the other housemates unfairly, even giving John a lesser score than Jamie, who she gave 5 from 5. However, when mentioning the specifics about it, John reminded her he was also scored 5 from 5, as Jamie was. This didn't stop John agreeing with everything she was saying, of course, but that's only because he wanted to get into her pants. Can you blame him? Now for Jamie, or as I and many others like to call him, Zoolander. Unfortunately, yet to see a Blue Steel, Ferrari, La Tigra, or even Magnum. But there are plenty of Big Brother left for him this season, and unless, of course, he gets evicted next week. Last thing, a few ideas for future nominations have been suggested on IRC, which I think would be pretty interesting to watch. To have the housemates nominate in front of each other would be good to see. Maybe even show housemates video of the other housemates' nominations afterwards. Another idea suggested would be that the nomination reasons have to be decent, not just this person is messy or boo-hoo, this person looked at me funny. Failure to give proper nomination reasons would result in immediate eviction. Not saying goodbye to your other housemates, just straight out of the diary room to your priceless end. Anyway, that's all I have. Thanks for listening, guys. Keep up the good work and see you on IRC.
About the nominations thing, I'd like it if Big Brother never did that here. I think, although it has many rules that they've broken before, that nominations are definitely something to keep secret, unless under special circumstances like one or two housemates, not everyone. Everyone doesn't need to know the nomination. I think that should be kept secret from everyone.
In the series that do follow the nominations format, so it sort of excludes Big Brother USA, the nominations is the one thing that stays standard over every series. I mean, it's a good idea in theory, but it's sort of breaking one of those sacred rules of Big Brother.
Yeah, I think Tim on the 13th of June has like a pretty good point about how it's all manipulative and it's unfair to put people in that situation in a way. Psychologically, the effect is huge. Like, I'm just a student myself and I've seen Dino around Melbourne and stuff at uni. And I think that, like, with Gretel being the host, it's not her fault. She's obviously paid what she's told to do like any other employee. But, like, the thing is, as I'm listening to it now, it's unfair. Like, you put these people through psychological distortion and then you're putting them in a national limelight to be out what it is that you've manipulated them into sort of being like and acting. And it's not Michael's fault, but he's obviously taken it to heart that he's been given this task to be an insider. Now, then they've taken it away from him, exposed all of his, I guess what he owed to Big Brother. It's either that or eviction. And then he's gone and stolen toothbrushes, and everyone in Australia's just gone either, oh, how unhygienic, or how this, or how that. Well, let's face it, would you not sort of do the same thing if you've already been put in that, I guess, position? I'd go on with it too. I mean, I'm a smart kid, and I think Michael is too. He does politics. Obviously, he's not going to be a good lobbyist if he's just sticking for one side. He's doing what... He was giving the place some entertainment. Crystal deserves to win, only because she's being genuine. But the only thing is they're exposing people. You know, for example, Dino. You look on the Big Brother official website, it says he's not expected to be a leader. from his psych test. And then you've got him sitting on stage with Gretel, and all of a sudden it's, you were a leader in the Big Brother house. It's an absolute joke, and I think it's unfair. I think the whole show's unethical, but it's great viewing. But, yeah, you guys are right by putting Timo on there, because Tim knows what he's talking about. He's not a dumb guy. But I think people underestimate, or the Big Brother crew underestimate, just how intelligent some members of Australian society are. Obviously, you've gone and taken out Katie just so you can put in some intruders and test Jamie's integrity on his relationship. What's with that? Like, we're not stupid. We can see what you're doing. It's great viewing, but you're going to lose viewers if you keep on making it so obvious that you're manipulating the situation. Anywho, I love Tim, and Tim, you should have won last year. And Karen and Crystal, go for it. Like, if Crystal wins, so's Karen. And I think Karen deserved to win. She was the mother in the house. And believe it or not, those guys, they need her now more than ever. She would have been the only one with any logical sense to get them the amount that they needed to... Yeah, this is Jay again. I left one about how the whole thing's manipulated. You guys have got the best... sort of like, what's that word, like what Jamie would say, like, you've like got that like that position where like you're not stupidly fooled by what Big Brother is trying to prove. Although I watch it, maybe it's because it's the only thing that sort of dominated Channel 10 and whatever it is they're broadcasting, whether it's not I flick to the ads and still see it, or during ads of another channel and still see it, I think it's absolutely screwed the way they manipulate these poor guys and girls to the point where, like Tim was saying, what, you've got to spend 3 months of your life being socially distraught because you have to rectify the situation you've been put in through this Big Brother crap. I mean, say you get someone in there who doesn't have the IQ of God knows what they make out that these guys do have the IQ of, and you're signing a contract that you don't even know what you're up for signing. If any psychologist, psychiatrist, or anyone out there with their right sort of mind, instead of picking on the police and what they do is wrong, or anyone else, why not pick on a TV show that has more public backlash than any other sort of place than you can imagine, or viewing, you're playing with people's lives and futures. I know for a fact, doing a criminal justice degree, if you were to put me on that show, I could either incriminate myself or whatever. How is that? Like, you're going to what? Put someone on that show and ruin their life, their future? I'll be damned if Michael's going to become a politician now, or a lobbyist for that matter. But I mean, you guys have got a great point. Who is this Gretel? She's doing a great job. She's doing what she's paid to do. I said it the first time. But, I mean, how much can you be paid to do the dirty work of someone else? Get the producer to host the show. Get the producer to sit there and be absolutely dumbfounded by someone like Michael coming onto stage and proving a point. You can edit all you want and you can cut and copy and paste. But the truth of it is that half those kids out there that watch it, that get peer pressured into taking drugs, are going to be peer pressured, or if not graphically pressured, into thinking that Michael's gay. The poor guy's good looking. How's he going to get a girlfriend if every girl's going to stand at him or stare at him in a club and say, oh, the guy's gay, remember? He kissed that Dave guy off Big Brother. He did not kiss him. Get over it, Big Brother. It's a bloody joke.
Just to explain in the middle of that voicemail, our lines do have a 3-minute timeout. So if you do want to call in and leave quite a long message, then just keep in mind, you can call as many times as you want, but there is the 3-minute cutoff. And as for the voicemail itself, some very good points raised there. I definitely agree with the point that it's becoming a little dumber. I feel that the series in the last few years is dumbing down the intelligence level.
Well, what happened to our housemates being smartest, the smartest bunch that Gretel had ever seen? I haven't seen any of that. Well, there was Michael who, you know, he was sort of smart, and Jamie who thinks he's smart and uses large words. But other than that, the housemates are just, I'm not saying regular people are dumb, but just they're not overly smart. They're just normal.
It seems to all come back to who will vote, because it's talked about a lot, and there's quite a large demographic that actually watch the show. but it's the young kids that vote. So I suppose
if they can relate to a housemate in the house, then I guess.
Yeah, you can't make the show too intelligent. Otherwise, the kiddies are just going to think, what's going on, and not exactly care. Then again, I mean, if you look back at Series 3, there were some very intelligent housemates and very mature, and because the group was older, more intelligent discussion going on in Series 3 than there is now.
Yeah, well, like you were saying about the series getting dumbed down, you look at last year with Tim, and he said on his audio blog that he was trying to talk about these things that he wanted to talk about, like politics and whatnot, and none of the housemates were receptive to that. They didn't have anything to say about that. So it sort of does show that downhill that you were just talking about.
And also in the second part of that voicemail, when she was talking about Michael being set up as gay, obviously it has had some sort of effect, because after we got that voicemail, of course, there was that issue where he apparently punched a guy in a nightclub for making homophobic comments. So obviously
it has had a backlash on him, but I'm sort of obliged to say, well, you went on the show, you were aware that they were not going to edit things as such, but you were aware that they could show it what they wanted.
Yeah, but there is a line there. I mean, when you go on Big Brother, you sign a contract and let them say, oh yeah, well, we can pretty much do what we like with the footage, but
we'll make you out to be a homo.
there's the whole ethical thing, as that caller was talking about. The ethical line that the producers need to keep in mind.
Hey, it's Damo from the forums. Just saying to say, guys, where's Ashley in the house? No, I haven't seen him.
He's hanging out with Elise.
Is he still there? Because, you know, it's a joke. You know, he's not the only one. I agree with you with the Jam Cat, Jam on Toast, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's too much, overkill. I've got bored with the show. You know, it's a joke. And, you know, Claire's got nice hooters, along with Crystal. And bring back Anna. All right, till next time, guys. Laters.
Yeah, Ashley's definitely turned into that housemate that just disappears.
The token hologram housemate.
Yeah, but in the actual house, he is there, but he just obviously doesn't have anything interesting that's making it to the Daily Show. But he's still on the streams, and when I watch it, he definitely talks to the housemates. It's not like he's putting ostracizing himself, but he just doesn't make it to the Daily Show.
Hey Vibes, hey guys, I'm the F40 now out of the forums. I'm just calling to say, hey, great work with the podcast and everything, and ask you guys if you think that Jamie and Kayla's relationship was planned from the outside, how they came into the house, all those rumors about how they knew each other, and do you think that was planned from the start? Because like how Katie said, how she said how she didn't have a boyfriend, and that was a huge fight with Camilla that night. And then after she got out on the eviction show, as she said, that she's had many boyfriends before. And also Jamie's now, his virtual lack of his plan's gone to shit now because she's gone and now he's dressing up that all the gays are going to beat him. So what do you guys think? And I'll speak to you later. See ya.
The latest TV Week magazine actually says that, well, it's a rumour, says that the two had slept together. They hadn't had sex, but they actually slept in the same bed together before going on Big Brother. And this rumour just keeps coming back.
Well, it was at the, yeah, when they first started being together, there was all rumours saying, they know each other, and Big Brother did his lie detector on the housemates to say, have you seen the housemates before? And she admitted to, personally, I don't think that I don't think they're smart enough to figure something like that out and both get through, but I do think that they have seen each other, if not spoken to each other before, but not on a level of having a relationship or even friends. They're just acquaintances, I think.
Yeah, I agree. They had that acquaintance level, and it's just been magnified in the house to the point where it became a romantic relationship.
I've said it before, Perth isn't a huge place. You know everyone here.
Hey guys, it's Scram here. I thought I'd give my opinions on the series as quickly. The basic gist of it all is I think Gretel needs to get lost. She's well and truly expired. I personally want David to win there, but I'm not sure he will, but hopefully he will. As long as John doesn't, I don't care, because he doesn't deserve it. He hasn't done a damn thing. Galen doesn't deserve to either, because he's, you know, once again done nothing. In all honest truth, I think Jamie will actually win it because of the whole little girl's falling for the heartbreak thing and his sad whinging about being nominated, but maybe he won't. Maybe too many people will go and realise that he shouldn't win and vote him out, hopefully. As for, you know, everything else, I think the series is getting a bit better now. I think putting more intruders in, looking good. I think Perry is going to make things interesting. It's good to see they put someone who's a bit older than, you know, well, 19 in it. As for the 1 hour special on Thursday, let's hope it's not another stupid vote, because I'm getting sick of them as well. Even though I don't vote in them, I'm just sick of seeing them. So thanks a lot, guys. The podcasts are getting really good. I like the humour, I like, the fairness you do show. If they do something good, you do at least acknowledge it. You're not like other people who just whinge non-stop. Everyone's, you know, has the right to bitch, and it's your opinion anyway, so who cares? Thanks a lot, guys. Scam out.
Hey, guys. How are you going? Just a another quick technical thing. Noticed watching the Daily Show that instead of using the traditional profanity bleep, which is a 1 kHz tone, they've actually changed it in all of the Daily Shows down to a 400 or 500 hertz tone. And they've also lowered the volume so that you don't quite notice the beep nearly as much. It seems like the juices have kind of worked out that we really don't like all the bleeps. Anyway, you guys have been doing great with WordFarting and podcasts, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, the new beep is more of a bloop now, and it fits in with conversation really well. I hardly notice it anymore unless I'm really listening out for it. When it comes on, it fits into the background noise, so you don't even notice housemates swearing to you like, hey, something just, the conversation just skipped. But I don't know what's the reasoning behind it, but hey, it's just a little technical thing.
Yeah, hi all, it's Brett here from Logan. What a Big Brother series this one is. Look, we've got all the bad publicity and everything like that still again, but hopefully this good publicity will be outdoing it all. I'll tell you what, those people that don't like Big Brother, they shouldn't go and cause all this shit and the things like that and trying to get Big Brother taken off. Why don't they just change the channel? I still hope that David wins. I'll tell you what, isn't Perry causing a few, what do you call it, in the house? She is ruffling up a few feathers in the house. And a friend actually said that Perry actually reminds her of good old Sarah Marie from Big Brother 1. So, that's it. Thanks very much, all. Catch you later. Bye.
Hey, I'm just calling to give my opinion on what I think of the intruders. I think it's great that they've put the intruders in because I think it's exactly what the house needed. Love Big Brother, but I thought it was getting on a bit of a low, so pumping in Perry and Darren and Lauren I think was great for the house. Perry I think is good. Starting to get a bit over her at the moment. It's great how she's got her opinion. She's very loud, confident, but I think she can be a bit overpowering, especially for the housemates having to live with her. But now I'm starting to see her being shown a lot on the TV, and I don't particularly want to be watching Perry all the time. Darren, I think, is great. I think he's just a little firecracker about to go off. I think if he gets pushed, he'll just burst. I think he's got little man syndrome, though, to tell you the truth. I think he thinks he's a lot bigger than he is. But I think he's great. Putting him in there, he's the only one, I think, so far to have told Jamie to pull his pants up, so I'm happy about that. Lauren, she does nothing for me. I think it's good putting her in there because it's putting in the blonde bombshell, as they've called her, for John and Ashley. But personally, to watch, she does nothing for me, doesn't make it that interesting. But on the whole, I think it was a great idea putting the intruders in, and I just thought I'd give my opinion. Thank you for that.
Thank you all for your voicemails. It's very refreshing to get some other viewpoints on the show. And if you want to make your own voicemail, call the numbers on our podcast page, behindbigbrother.com/podcast. There's numbers dotted all around Australia, so it shouldn't cost you more than a local call.
And remember that 3-minute timeout if you're going to ramble on for quite a bit.
Call as much as you want, but cuts off after 3 minutes. So just call back again after that.
Tune in for part 2 if you want to hear our regular ramble.